Today's message is titled, "The One That Sows Into the Spirit Shall Reap from the Spirit Eternal Life." And it's taken from our New Testament reading, also usually read in the book of Galatians. And it's it's the last chapter in the book of Galatians, and so there's quite some significance, I think, to it. And I think it's worth us really sort of delving into it, and us really sort of taking note to what is being portrayed, what is being communicated in that chapter. And so what I want us to consider today is what it is to sow into the Spirit, and what we get out of that, what it means to sow into the flesh, and what we get from that. And encourage you to sow into the Spirit, where the rewards are eternal life. As I think about this, I was taken back to a recent experience. So recently, my wife and I moved to Cheshire. So not that recent, we moved to Cheshire about February time. And one of the real sort of salient points about the house that we moved into was a garden. It had an immaculate garden. Lots of beautiful flowers, lots of beautiful plants. It had been really well kept by the previous owners. We were living in Enfield before, just around St. Stephen's Church, around Enfield Town. And a nice little cozy flat after we married. We aren't used to gardening, yes? We're used to going indoors and, watching others garden, but yeah, not for us. Anyway, as the winter months turned to spring, what I noticed was one day walking through the garden, this once very beautiful, colourful, vibrant place wasn't so colourful, wasn't so vibrant, wasn't such a nice place to be anymore. Can anyone guess the reason for that? Okay. Yes, we had not taken care of it. We had not invested time into taking care of the garden. I mean, to be fair, most of my life I've not had a garden, and so I didn't know how to garden. And it got me thinking. I think what we had sown into there was laziness, really. We couldn't be bothered to do the gardening. What we had sown into was a lack of care. Yeah, there wasn't the care to get your pots out and plant seeds and get the mower out and mow the lawn. What we sown into was a lack of discipline, because gardening takes a discipline to commit time aside every couple of days to do the work that needs to be done. And the result of that, unfortunately, for what was once a beautiful garden, was the flowers and the plants, they died. And the grass, the lawn that was a deep green before, was now a brown colour. Why do I say this? The reason I say this is because Paul says to the church in Galatians that what you sow is what you reap. That the things you put your time into, the things you focus on, the things that you are concerned about, That is what you read. So in other ways, the things you do not do, you will also reap. And so I want us to think about the Christian walk like my garden. Yes? Are we sown into the flesh? It's a question for all of us. Are we doing things that we will not want others to know about? Do we fail to love those around us? Do we act one way on Sunday morning when it's, you know, church Sunday, and if the rest of the week behave a completely different way? We're human beings, and so everyone has struggles, everyone has things that they will have to deal with, things that they will have to fight. The glory of God. The point Paul is making here is, if we feed those things, then just like my garden, the plants, flowers start to shrivel. Our spiritual cells begin to die out. The grass that was once green turns brown. And we feel a distance between us and God. He's always here, but we feel that distance between us and God. Now, in the church, we talk very much about the love of God. And the love of God is endless, isn't it? It's amazing. It's glorious. We are here, we are saved because of the love of God. The Bible also talks a lot about the wrath of God. It talks about how he will discipline those he loves. And so the call for us is to really struggle against these things, not to fall into these things willingly, but to really struggle against these things. Because that's what God wants. God wants us to fight, to live out, to carry our cross. And for those that go through this, he is waiting for you to come to repentance. He's waiting that you will know not to sow into the flesh, not to do things that you know very well that God would not be pleased with. And so what are the things that we are called to? Paul says, those who sow into the Spirit will reap from the Spirit for their life. There's an encouragement to sow into the things of the Spirit. He says, to do good to all people whenever we can. Brothers and sisters, we are called to serve. We are called to be people that do good to all people whenever we can. If that means being a friendly neighbor, if that means offering support when there is no one else to support someone else, we're called to be people who love, who are examples of Christ in this earth, who are salt and light of this world. That's what we're called to. That is sowing into the Spirit. And I want to bring your attention to the Gracious Project, which is a great example of sowing into the Spirit. I think we talked about it last week. And the work that is ongoing as part of the Gracious Project to support caregivers and care receivers, to reduce loneliness, to bring comfort to those who need it. That is the sort of thing as Christians, as believers, we're called to sow into, we're called to to love those around us. We're also called to do things that promote our spiritual well-being. And I'm sure you know, praying, fasting, and reading our Bibles, right? But, you know, there are principles that are really important. When we pray, we speak to God. That's what it is. Because sometimes we can make prayer this really big thing in our heads, and then it's hard to do, and I'm not sure how to do it. But what it is speaking to your heavenly Father. And if you are not sure how to do it, the Lord's Prayer gives us a great template as to how to go about it. If I was to pray for my dad, I wouldn't just say to my dad, I want this. I'd say, Dad, you're great. You're a great dad. I like you very much, right? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, right? We enter prayer thanking our great and mighty God, acknowledging, adoring him. In prayer, we get to show our deep reliance on him. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses. It's only God that can provide for us. It's only God that can forgive us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. You might be sitting there one day thinking about all the problems you're facing. Maybe all the bills that you've got to pay next month. Commit to God. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, ever and ever. Amen. And that says, God is our powerful God. And so we get to speak to the creator of this universe, to our powerful one, to the most mighty one. And just think about this. If we are doing this daily, think about how much we can decrease our concerns, our worries. But on a daily basis, you come before your Father, your Heavenly Father, acknowledging how great he is, setting to him your issues, asking that his will be done in all things. And remind yourself that you actually allow him, not yourself. That is sowing into the Spirit. Read my Bible, don't we? We have time aside every day to read a verse, read a chapter. Whatever works for you, but we should learn it. Sowing into the Spirit. Fasting. I mean, we fast during Lent. It doesn't have to just be Lent. If there are things you're struggling through, if there are areas you want greater discipline in, fasting is a great way to grow yourself, to sow into the Spirit. Yeah? And returning back to my garden analogy, once we'd started sowing into the Spirit, or start to water the flowers again, rather leave it to the innocent to die. We've got it in the room. Once we bought a mower and actually started to take care of the grass, again, it improved. And that's owing to the Spirit. Our spiritual selves improve when we do the things that God expects us to do in the community. To our neighbors, to our friends, we improve spiritually, right? When we pray, when we fast, when we read our Bibles, we improve spiritually. The garden improves. But what's really important is we do not stop watering the garden. There was a point where that's my garden, and if you love my garden so much, it seems. That things are better. And I stop to water it again. And guess what? Flowers start to die again. You thought I learned my lesson, haven't you? Alright? And so the point there is when we're so into the things of the Spirit, we don't stop. We continue to sow into the things of the Spirit. We continue to sow. Yeah? Paul says, do not stop doing good. Do not stop. Do not stop doing it whenever you can. Do not stop doing things that promote spiritual well-being. Because the proper time will come when you'll reap the rewards of the Spirit. And that's an encouragement not to stop. As you're sowing into the Spirit, you know, difficulty may come. You have plans to pray every single day, and guess what? There's Monday going to work, and it's an awful day. You're like, you know what? I should go home, eat, and sleep. God says, don't sow into the Spirit. Keep on praying. Because what's happening is, through that, you are growing even more. You might not see it, but you're growing your spiritual self. In the Old Testament reading, we read of Israel, after being taken into captivity for many years, returning to Jerusalem. And they return to Jerusalem to see Jerusalem savaged. And it's in this context that Isaiah, the prophet, says to them, rejoice because God has said he will extend peace to the nation of Israel. Just imagine, it was after the captivity and seeing Israel ravaged that Isaiah says, rejoice. And that God had promised that he would extend peace to Israel. And it's that same word that is promising you today, promising me today. This is to me as well. That those who sow into the Spirit, who continue to sow into the Spirit, will at the right time reap the rewards of eternal life. And so you are assured of reaping that reward. One thing I would say is, as we go about doing the good that we are asked to do, the good that we're expected to do, once we go about committing to spiritual growth, we shouldn't boast in those things. It's really important that we as Christians don't then begin to do things so it can be seen by others, right? Or begin to think the good we do is why we're saved. It's really, really important. Rather, Paul talks about the new creation. In our New Testament reading, we heard of the Pharisees wanting some of the Gentiles. Sorry, the Israelites wanted some of the Jews, wanted some of the Gentiles to be circumcised. And for a lot of them, there was this notion that you had to be circumcised to be saved. And a reminder for us there is, we don't trust in our works. When we go about doing these things, it's a reminder that Christ in us is doing his works. So a reminder to us that a new creation is being played out for the rest of the world to see. It's a reminder to us that we should boast only in Christ Jesus. And that's my rebuttal. Yeah. I'll wrap up now, yeah? That's all to say this. Brothers and sisters of Christ, we are called to sow into the Spirit. We live in the world, and it can be very tempting and easy to sow into things of the flesh. But the encouragement of the Word of God today is to sow into the Spirit. We spoke today a bit about how to go about doing that. You are promised also that as you sow into the Spirit, you will reap the rewards of that, which is eternal life. Thanks be to God.